Western Canada Peer Training Society Education Capsule Number 1, Peering into Creativity, written by Debbie Weeb. Debbie Weeb, Peer Support Canada Certified Peer Supporter, International Leader, and Volunteer Mentor at Western Canada Peer Training Society, Calgary Region. Debbie founded the Peer Options Program at Canadian Mental Health Association, aimed at reducing isolation and increasing community connections for individuals seeking enhanced well-being. Debbie practices a recovery wellness-oriented approach to facilitate self-discovery, self-awareness, confidence, and hope through authentic peer support connections guided by her lived experience. Debbie identifies systemic stigma as the greatest barrier to well-being and has strived to increase community awareness through mentorship, networking, and education. This education capsule is designed to explore the possibility of a connection between peer support and creativity. Learning objectives. Number one, discover our value-based expression of creativity through connection to self and to others. Number two, our creativity reveals personal strengths and limitations, largely dependent on our values, systemic values, comfort, others' approval reactions, and our own integrity. Number three, creative expression builds confidence and increases capacity to reveal emotions so others can relate. Number four, peer support builds connection, validates uniqueness, and promotes well-being in self and others. Number five, recognize your desire to reach out to others and connect with integrity. Number six, celebrate you giving yourself permission to live, learn, and grow through connection. Creativity is not just about making art, but also about solving problems, generating ideas, and expressing emotions. Peer support is relating emotionally, expressing what matters, not what's wrong, evoking hope, connection, and belonging. Creativity is learned and unlearned. Creativity is a muscle. The more we use it, the stronger it gets. Expressive art lives inside each of us. It is our representation of the world around us, our experiences, knowledge, feelings, and thoughts. Each of us is a unique gift unto ourselves, which we reveal to others. We interrelate through harmony and spirit sharing commonalities, disguising limitations and affirming differences. Through shared stories of lived experience, we build connection. The relational power gained through a peer support connection neutralizes authority, builds trust, and provides leadership to heal wounds produced by our stigmatizing system. What we express is value-driven. We demonstrate what we believe to be real and wish others to feel and relate. These values are important in our lives. They are what we use as measures, indicators of balance and fulfillment. Peer support is also value-driven, grounded in what is important to the success of peer support. Value clarification. Your values are your ideas about what is important to you in your life, what you want to live by and live for. They are the silent forces behind many of your actions and decisions. The goal of value clarification is for you to explore and honestly value at this point in your life. You can be more self-directed and effective when you know which values you really choose to live by as an adult and which values give priority over others. First, identify 10 of your values and then rank the top 5. Check the corresponding values that you wish to live by. This chart may be found on page 2 of this capsule. Let's look at a collection of peer support values. Do they meld with yours? Integrity is the consistent, stable, and predictable of actions, behaviors across time and situation governed by strong values, beliefs, principles, and morals. Peer support is integral when grounded in the following values. Mutuality, empathetic, non-situational, two-way connections through shared stories and similarity. Self-determination, support hinges on intrinsic self-worth, personal choice, and self-direction. Continuous learning, you don't know what you don't know. Be curious and open. Honesty. Be the change you want to see, accepting ups and downs. Credibility. Walk what you talk. Role model. Trust. Be accountable and predictable. Do what you say you will do. Hope. Look for possibilities and hold the space for others. Dignity and respect. Affirm connections, express compassion, accept imperfections, honor potential. Discretion and confidentiality. Respect privacy, demonstrate boundaries and limits of the role. Authenticity, be true to who you are, mindful of your influence and biases. Social inclusion and social justice. Increase the ability, opportunity, and dignity of those marginalized on the basis of their identity in the system. We prioritize our values ethically in the Peer Support Code of Conduct. This code provides the formal structure to direct specific behaviors integral to peer support. Peer Support Canada, Peer Supporter Code of Conduct. I will act ethically according to the values and principles of peer support. I will treat all people with respect and dignity. I will respect human diversity and will not engage in discriminatory activities. I will honor the rights, beliefs, and personal values of individuals. I will behave with honesty and integrity in providing support to peers. I will respect the privacy of individuals and maintain confidentiality within the limitations of program policies and the law. Example, potential harm to self and others. I will not knowingly expose a peer to harm. I will not take advantage of the peer relationship for personal benefit, material, or financial gain. I will respect the boundaries of peer support work and will not engage in a romantic, sexual relationship with the peers that I support. I will not provide peer support in a manner that negatively affects the public's confidence in peer support. Quality control. As a certified peer support mentor and international peer leader, I am asked consistently how to measure successful peer support practice. My reply is dedicated to a past creative process. For those of you who are not familiar, peer support practice principles were created over 10 years ago as a result of several provincial project leaders coming together and working to construct a document to reflect value-based knowledge, solidarity, expertise, and quality. This was not an easy task, as the overarching theme was nothing about us without us. The us is us peers, those with personal experience of a life-altering health condition with considerable use of secondary health services, in which we experience significant power imbalances. Having sustained the trauma of not fitting or belonging and receiving intervention strategies and treatments through Best for Us by a medical model system of compliancy, control, and symptom reduction. Quality peer support is aligned with the standards of practice, values, and code of conduct developed and promoted through the Mental Health Commission of Canada. I was a co-creator of the measures of quality peer support and believe it is time to revisit those principles with you through this learning capsule. Let us revisit these and see how they apply to our peer support practice in Western Canada, are inclusive and reflect the intersectionality of culture and the social determinants of health. Intersectionality identifies multiple factors of advantage and disadvantage. Examples of these factors include gender, race, ethnicity, class, sexuality, religion, ability and diagnosis, weight, physical appearance. The term intersectionality was coined by Kimberly in 1989. Simply, it is interlocking systems of power that impact those who are most marginalized in society. Revised principles of practice. The principles and practice embody the character of the relationship and the philosophy of the work. The principles of practice flow from core values and will help to define the standards for certification as a peer supporter. Peer supporters. recognize the importance of an individual approach to wellness. Support people in identifying their own needs, wants, and desires. Honor and respect where each individual is. Mindful it is their own unique journey of well-being, recognizing that the focus is on the process and not a directed outcome. Facilitate the self-determination and the power of peers to take an active role in their well-being. Recognize that the values and beliefs of their peers may not be the same as their own. Are collaborative in building equal, open, and trusting relationships with peers. Share their lived experiences in a manner that demonstrates compassionate understanding and inspires hope. Ensures that the knowledge gained from personal experience is used in a manner that contributes to the well-being of the peer and that the relationship is always peer-focused. Respect and maintain confidentiality, honoring the dignity of risk and the importance of learning from mistakes. Maintain mutually agreed upon limits and boundaries in the peer support relationship. Respect external limits and boundaries within the context of their role as a peer supporter. Practice self-care, observe their own well-being, and are aware of their own and others' needs for self-care, self-awareness, and personal insight. Asking for support when wanted. Play an equal role in exploring options and connecting peers to the resources. Are collaborative with community partners, service providers, and other stakeholders. Aspire to be current within their field of practice by remaining up to date regarding available resources, especially those that are locally available, and by engaging in continuous learning. Consider and explore options to reduce the potential self-identified harm associated with any activity or behavior to bring about perceived wellness and/or peace of mind. Adapted from 2016 PSACC National Certification Handbook, Version 3, All Rights Reserved.